Theme song coming soon.
It's the Super Larry House Brothers Super Show! It's the brats at the end.
It's like a Jamaican thing.
Is it?
I feel like it's like the beginning of like house music, like brat brat.
Oh, I always assumed that was supposed to be like a gang thing, like brat brat, like a
guns.
Like a gunfire going off.
Maybe that's where it comes from, but
we're looking over it completely nonchalantly, or we're really attaching a bad connotation to like a simple Jamaican culture.
Jamaicans, custom. Guns, weed, I get it.
Yeah, you know what you do.
It's what they're all about.
You lost Bob Marley and now you're pretty much about that. It's understandable.
No harm, no foul. Mon.
Well, we are knee deep in the throes of winter, brother. Winter has come, and it's pretty much day.
Sort of on its way out, but really kicking in its heels.
Really making it clear, like, I'm not going without a fight.
It's really your cat when you're trying to throw him out before you go to bed.
Yeah, it's very much the cat at the door for a while, just bump, 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 bump. And I'm just trying to sleep through it.
I'll go away eventually, but you're dealing with this for right now.
You're going to be pissed in the moment. Yeah, this winter has sucked and blown viciously throughout the year and is desperately trying to like keep itself as shitty as possible while it's on its way out. Because the way I had heard it, I was like, this week we were supposed to get temperatures in like 30 and 40s, which we are actually still supposed to, I think.
Yesterday for the most of the day, it was in like the 30s.
Yeah.
I got home from work at 9:15, it was 32 degrees out.
So my thought when I heard that was like, good, well, that'll put an end, that'll start melting all this heaps of snow that we have and all that. No, absolutely not. We got another,
it did for a little bit. I saw grass yesterday.
And then we get like another 5 inches of it today.
The weekend's supposed to be 40-something.
Yeah, we're supposed to get good weather. And I think next week looked like it was supposed to be good, too. This is probably, you know, knock on wood.
I think it's the last time we're going to get 3 or 4 inches.
I just want it to be the end. I'm so tired of snow. Like, just seeing it, everything. Because even with their kind of nice weather coming out, I still can't run because it's just like the entire route I'd run would just be covered in snow.
Yeah. Specifically our sidewalk, usually.
Well, you know.
It's good today, thanks. But usually, like, we're that crap neighbor that's like, oh, thanks for not doing shit.
I felt awful Wednesday morning because that was when it was super icy.
Sheet of ice.
And it was like, to call it ice is almost an understatement. It was almost like just like a pure slick surface. And it was just everything covered in it. Like, I tried to get out just to get to the bus and, like, put like 1 foot in the sidewalk. I was like, all right, I'll do a good Samaritan deed and start trying to use the shovel to break some of this up. I was like, bang, bang, bang. Well, this isn't going to work. I'll just walk over the lawn and get out that way and just left it. I was like, hopefully by the time I get home, it'll melt it, which it thankfully did. But I definitely was just like, good luck, everybody, Eros.
I thought about mailing a letter to us where like the address is like a consent to waiver. So like the mailman's reading it out loud, like, all right, my Larius, and by reading this out loud, I have waived all right to file a lawsuit in perpetuity throughout the universe.
Just like very spot on, brother.
shatters his cervical bone right there.
It's like, whoa.
So I'm sitting there drinking tea, like watching him, like, that's a spot of bad luck.
Looks like you're having a bad day. He's like, you're home. Why aren't you stopping this? Too tired to do that.
Look at that. Shoveling?
I worked yesterday. You expect me to work today?
It's ladies' work.
It's Thursday. You should be working.
So we got a bunch of stuff to get to.
Couple things, yeah. It's some topics that we've discussed that we're like, save it for the podcast. We've become those people about that.
Yeah.
It's like, can't talk about that. It's too juicy. You gotta save that for the show. So I thought I'd open up with the whole Winter Storm Thor. And then immediately bring it into Marvel discussion. Suck it, Terry, now. No, I was going to mention, yeah, we didn't have off today. And when you texted me saying you had off, I was almost, like, broken. I was like, what? There's a day where Mikey has off, but I don't?
Tables have turned.
I was like, oh, when a dark age of governorship, if that's the case. And nope, turns out Allstate's just as scroogey as our new governor is.
Your governor, by the way.
Our governor. We all voted for him.
I did not vote for him.
I don't even think you could have voted for Corbett again. I don't even recall if his name was on the ballot.
Let's see. Yeah, oh, I'll do this story real quick. Technically, we didn't get out early. Like, the office manager didn't say, like, okay, everyone, we're closing the office. But my immediate supervisor around, like, 3 was like, it's not going to happen today. She's not letting us get out. But, you know, if someone is worried and needs to go home, you know, you can go home. And I was like, all right, I definitely fit that category. But I, you know, in a unit full of women, old women, I don't want to be the first one that's like, go, yikesies, I'm out of here.
I really hope this story was going to be like, and I faked a miscarriage so I could leave early.
So I waited for one of them to do it, and finally none of them really did. And I was like, yeah, I'm getting kind of scared, so I'm going to go home. If my boss would be like, okay, that's fine. You just have to put these fake eyelashes on your headlights on your car so everyone knows what a big fat girl you are when you drive home.
That's great. Oh, man, I wish he'd, like, sent out an email about it. Like, hey, everybody, this is Mike's boss just letting y'all know he's a big queef, we'll be leaving early because, quote, he's scared of what's going on out there.
I don't have the Jersey dude boss anymore. It's a woman, but
it's still her voice.
It's still, that's, she turns it on for that.
Just for those moments when she's just like, hold on, I gotta rake Mike over the coals.
Oh, Michelina needs to go home.
You're like, Michelle fits so perfectly. I don't even know why I had to make it so much more.
You went over the top feminine on this. As I'm running out.
Don't you have a tampon to put on while you escape out into that wild blizzard out there? Oh, it stopped snowing, but you're still leaving, I see.
Could one of you throw your jacket over this puddle so I could walk on it, please?
Can you big, strong, real man, give me your boots so I don't slip and slide all over that slush outside? Ilzies. He's in nice sneakers.
Yuckers.
Ilzies, pilsies. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm trying to remember. You had a story about Target?
Yeah, I'm almost positive I must have mentioned this at some point, but if I haven't, I definitely should have. So, because I worked at Target previously, and then I got the job at the state. And when I did so, I was just like, I felt too guilty about being like, because they were like, you know, my only reference for the job. And I was just like, I felt too guilty being like, all right, well, peace.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, probably my only real, like, full-time job at that point. I worked briefly at GameStop, but. So I decided, I was like, all right, well, I'll keep working at Target, with the notion being like, hey, you know, a couple weeknights a week I'll work, and then if you have a couple hours on the weekend, I'll do that too. And they're like, yeah, totally. And they never gave me weekdays. It was always just, hey, you're going to work both days on the weekend in the poopiest shifts. Like, hey, you're 7 to 2 or 11 to 9. Like, oh, just absolute poop shifts. Like, never in the evenings, like, after work, so I could just get it out of the way. I always worked on the weekend, like, every day. And I think I kept working there for about a month. And then one time, I was walking to work, and I was just, like, not feeling it whatsoever. And I think I even called Dad. I was just like, Dad, I'm just not Danis. And Dad's like, well, you gotta do what you gotta do. So instead of, like, making that right turn, because we were in the apartments, and I was walking to work. Instead of making that right turn to start heading towards Target, which is about a 40-minute walk, I took, like, a left and just went to McDonald's and, like, started getting a meal and, like, thinking things through. And I decided to call my boss at that point. And I should have just been like, hey, I'm done working there, you know, or something like that. I don't know why I was so, like, adamant about, like, trying to, like, pacify the situation. But I had to come up with an excuse, like, why I wasn't coming in today when I clearly was on the schedule. And my excuse was probably the queefiest thing I think I could have said, where I was just like, I just don't think I can smile today.
What?
Yeah, like, I was just like, I'm just like not...
Like Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, like, I lost my smile.
I gotta go find my smile.
I was just like, I don't think I could do it today. I'm just not in that Target positive mood. And, you know, our boss, it was the same one you had back then, was just like, okay, you know this isn't an acceptable thing to do. I'm like, I'm aware. Like, all right, bye. Like, okay, well, that's that. But I always look back and I was like, why didn't I just tell him why did I choose, like, I just don't think I can smile and be a positive team player today, guys.
What were you, like, 19?
No, I was 18 at the time. 18. Actually.
It's still. Did he say like? So were you coming in tomorrow or?
Yeah. What is... Well, like, yeah. I think I had made note. I was like, yeah, I'll probably come in. I think that may have been when I gave them like my official 2 weeks notice.
Oh, okay. Like, you did give 2 weeks notice and fulfill that.
I did actually fulfill. Like, I did keep going to work after that, and I'd worked there just under 2 years. It would have been like 2 years and like a month or so. And I remember like my last day. I was like, I don't think they'll do anything special, but there'll probably be something in the break room. They ain't give a fuck. No one even said, like, all right, Chris, goodbye. Thanks for all your work here. It was just, like, another regular day at work. You know,
wow.
Like, someone riding my cock the whole way. Like, Larios, can't you clean up groceries, too?
Like, stick this broom up your ass and sweep.
I'm just like, oh, why can't I use my hands? Because you need to be zoning. Zoning. You need to be zoning the picture frame aisle. Like, oh.
Just hell on earth.
This is going to take a while. Someone needs to be in toys. They're the princess aisle.
Nobody buys toys here anymore.
Someone comes in to fuck them all up, though. That's for damn sure. Toys was the worst aisle to have to clean up at that store. Because it was always just kids fucking throwing things everywhere. Oof, that blew. But yeah, I, like, occasionally think back and I'm like, is that the, like, lamest thing I ever did? And I'm like, I did write a poem for a cat, so I guess not, but...
I mean, I'm sure the guy was thinking when he got off the phone, like, what a queer.
Yeah, like, that's what I always think. I'm like, what did he do when he got done? Was he just, like, did he call other people? Like, hey, Chris isn't coming in today. He couldn't smile or some some homo thing like that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, you don't understand. I wasn't in a target mood. I think I went back home and just probably played video games. That was probably my game plan.
Did you get a big meal at McDonald's and walk that off, or...
I mean, at that point in time, it didn't really matter. I could have gotten a small salad, and I probably still would have eaten half a bag of Oreos the evening after, so. Yeah, I probably didn't have a big
Did you get a meal, or do you think, like, give me the four McDoubles combo? There's no such combo, no, sir. Like,
all right, well, just give me four of them and say that you're applying a discount on it so I feel even thriftier. No, I think I probably just got, like, I probably got a deluxe meal. I was feeling sad for myself that day.
What, couldn't find your smile.
Couldn't find it. It was gone.
Was that direct? You just took that straight up from Shawn Michaels, or?
I can't remember the exact verbatim, but it was definitely something like, I just can't smile today or something like that. Or I don't think I'll be a positive team player today. But just, like, no matter how I phrased it, it had to be, like, the most awkward, queefy thing that guy had ever heard somebody say.
It's got to be up there on his list of lame call-offs.
Well, the weird thing is,
on a Saturday shift, too.
Yeah. Like, at, like, noon. He's like, oh, yeah, someone's definitely going to pick up for this call-in to just jump on this shift. But, like, I remember, because this is, I worked there, you know, after, obviously, Mom's stroke. And this is the same Target that gave me grief when we went to go visit Dad upstate, you know, in New York when he had that medical stay. They were just like, oh, okay, your dad's in the hospital. Whatever. I guess you'll have off. Like,
wow. Yeah.
And after Mom had her stroke, you know, obviously that affected the family a little bit. But I was never someone who's always, like, just, like, smiling upbeat all the time. I kind of have, like, a very neutral, base expression. I just remember my boss coming by one time, like, calling me into his office, like, hey, I know some stuff's been going on with your family and things are a little rough, but we really need you to be smiling at that camera booth so that when customers come by, they feel that positive energy. And maybe that was, like, some latent bitterness that just came in. Like, I just don't think I can be a positive team player today.
I'm definitely like, why don't you fuck off and stop putting me in the camera booth then?
Why don't you stop paying me as close to minimum wage as you can? Why don't you stop giving me a 20-cent raise after a year and a half of service? But yeah, good times.
I'm trying to think what I did. I think I meant to give them 2 week notice, and then I just didn't. I just got, like, super drunk on, like, Thanksgiving, and I was supposed to work the, like, the night before Black Friday.
Oof.
And I just called in. I was like, I'm not coming in. They're like, when are you going to be in? I was like, probably never.
That's great. Just like, this is probably the last you'll hear from me directly.
It's like, I mean, you got footage of me stealing milk, so I'm sure you're just keeping me along until, like, you don't need me, so... Can Sonny Corleone me in a boat somewhere?
I'm just waiting for that. Like,
let me just make this easier for everybody.
you shit faced, like half like comatose on target, like not coming in, boss. Suck it.
Ugh. Falling asleep on top of a pile of nachos.
Oh, yeah. Target was an enigma for both of our young working careers.
Yeah, I wouldn't...
I didn't hate it. Like, I mean, I understood why people don't like retail, but it was not the worst. Although, looking back on it, I worked there 2 years and never got a single paid vacation day.
Yeah. Were you ever technically full-time?
Yeah, I was full-time.
Or did you just work full-time hours?
Yeah, that's the thing. They never officially made me full-time. Yeah. They just make me work 39 hours a week or whatever. Yeah. Just under 40, so they don't have to give you any benefits or anything like that. They were Scrooges.
Yeah, it's what, you know, your usual first job is. Something shitty like that.
My first job was GameStop, don't you know?
For a couple of days.
It's almost literally like 5 days, I think, I worked there. And it was like over the span of like 2 months. And I started being told, like, yeah, we're going to definitely keep somebody on. Because I got hired for seasonal work.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're definitely going to keep somebody on for seasonal. You know, we'll let you guys know who it is. And like, I hadn't gotten a schedule from them or heard from them in like 3 weeks. And I just like walked into, like, I just picked up a game while I was there. And I was just like, hey, am I still working here? And they're just like,
who were you? Gladys?
They were just like, no. Yeah, no. Yeah, we don't have any more dates for you. I was like, all right. I assumed, like, were you planning to call me? Or was a letter in the mail? Or it was a very sketchy organization from top to bottom when I worked there.
You need me to turn in this name tag? No, thank you, Bruce Valanche. We're fine. You can keep it.
No, no there, Grimace. You don't need to turn in your name badge.
I don't think we're going to hire anybody else that's named Fat Piece of Shit. It's not my name.
Oh my God, I have dignity, sir. Really? If I spilled this ice cream cone on this desk, are you saying you won't lick it up? Well, I'm saying if you dare me to.
I'm on the phone. I can't even see you this brush.
Now, GameStop was weird. I also remember they never gave me breaks when I worked there. And they didn't direct deposit to my bank account. Like, they'd have,
oh, wow.
They had some weird, like, exclusive card service that you used that was, like, the money went directly into that account. And then that was what you did. Like, you had to pull the money out. But obviously, you couldn't, like, pull directly that amount out. Like, it would always be like, it'd be like getting like a gift card. Like, there's just,
could you use the card at stores? Or?
Yeah, okay. Like, it was a regular debit card, but it wasn't like a bank card. Like, I couldn't take it to a
like a refund card or something. It is odd.
It was very strange.
I'm sure that made them popular.
Oh yeah, you hear a lot of stories about how we would see people at GameStop were, so. And I don't think I've seen anyone at that store longer than like 2 years running at a time. Anytime.
No.
Oh, and the last time, it was the worst experience I've ever had at one. I walked into one to just look at games real quick. I was thinking about maybe picking something up, and I was like, I'll just check out, maybe see if they have it here. And some guy comes up like, oh, hey, can I help you find anything? I give him like that quick, like, no, I'm good, thank you though. And I go about looking at the game, and he's just like, 3DS, huh? Well, are we going to pick up the new 3DS? You know, it's coming out soon. I was like, no, I'm good. Like, just, you know, again, like the, I know you have your sales pitches to do, but I'm clearly establishing to you, I have no fucking interest in it, and I'm just browsing right now.
Just dancing with my friends. Thanks, though.
Yeah. Just trying to find my smile. And he's just like, you know, the new 3DS is coming out real soon. There's going to be games exclusive to the new 3DS. You're definitely going to want to make sure you put a reservation on it. Okay, got it. And then, like, just five more pitches. Just like, you know, if you don't put a reservation on it soon, they're definitely not going to be able to get any of them when they come out.
Like, young dude?
Probably, like, maybe like 3 years younger than me. Not that young, like mid-20s definitely. I just remember being like, I was looking at the game I was considering purchasing as he just kept like just like trying to pitch me on shit, so I was just like, all right, I'm just fucking out of here.
Yeah,
just I'll go online and pay $2 extra shipping to just not have to deal with this bullshit ever again. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh,
I always feel bad if it's like that person, like, look, this is the only job I have and I need what few hours they give me, so I gotta sell all the bullshit that they're constantly telling me to sell, even though they pay me like a nickel over minimum wage an hour. So I'm just gonna unload it on all of you, and I know it sucks, but I'm doing it every time.
I can understand, like, if you make it clear in your voice that you're kind of like, this is something I have to do, and I'm going to try to sell you on this offer, but understand the reason I'm bringing it up is not because I'm trying to, like, pitch it on you. It's just part of my job. I'll be okay with that. Like, if he just done his first two, hey, can I help you find anything? Hey, new 3DS coming out. I'd have been fine. But it's like the continued badgering after I've clearly, like, established, like, nope, not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, well, you know, new 3DS coming out. Like, all right, first and foremost, I know this already. You're not teaching me anything.
Yeah.
Like, fat stuff. Double stuffed Oreos.
You're really endearing yourself.
But it's just like, you can stop after five attempts to try to get me to put $50 down on your bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that persistence. Oof.
I don't know. You meet those people that are like 50 and they've been in retail their whole life. Like, how do you do this?
I can't even fathom. Like, there's a couple people that I knew at Target that were, like, definitely, like, late in their lives, like, and it almost was like a career to them.
Yeah, life or I mean, it's not like you're 40-something. You're like, oh, I'll just move on to something else. Like, what else have you done besides retail?
Yeah, like, where are you going to jump into?
Where are you going to start at the bottom from now?
Yeah, I never really quite got that. And there were some people, I mean, yeah, they're good at their jobs. It's just like, is this like a side hobby for you? Or yeah,
it's like, you're white, what are you doing here? Oh, this isn't on, is it?
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know where we got on that tangent from. Oh, just the Target story.
Yeah. What do we have to get to? Actually going to do that test? Are we actually going to do the quiz or the trivia thing live?
The IQ test or Trivia Crack?
The IQ test I already did. I assumed you already did it.
Yeah,
too.
I already did it too. No, that I was going to do Trivia Crack. I was actually opening up to challenge you to a game right now. So while we're doing this,
we're just going
to
leave this running?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's... Okay. As we have our other discussions, we can continue. Where the fuck
are you sure that's not going to be... Is that going to be entertaining?
I mean, as we're talking about other stuff, we'll be doing it. I imagine so. Pretty much everybody I know who listens to this too is getting into Trivia Crack because of this. Here I go, challenging you. But no, what the name of the soundtrack from the movie of Titanic? My Heart Will Go On? Oh, there we go. Good job, me.
You can pretend like you didn't know.
Well, it was weird. The letters weren't capitalized in it. I have gotten a lot of Titanic questions recently, and I've aced them all.
I did get one, yeah.
For a movie I've never seen.
I get one out of nowhere. It must be like a glut of Titanic questions going in there, yet yours just keep getting voted down.
Yeah, I don't. At this point, it's almost just like
I feel like we need to start a movement of people. Like, let's get wire questions in there.
Somebody needs to take this first stand on this.
Intercept some of these sports questions where the answer isn't Peyton Manning, which seems to be most of them. When in doubt, pick Peyton Manning.
There are a lot of good ones for him on there. Yeah, no, I sent you an IQ test, because obviously we've been playing Trivia Crack, which if you don't know, is it's an app on the phone. You can also get it on Facebook, and it's basically Trivia Pursuit for your phone, and it's brought in this family a lot of challenge and conflict between us, as we're constantly challenging each other for what we presume is superiority. Now, we've all disestablished at this point that Alex is the worst Larios. He's bottom rung.
Leaps and bounds.
On this tower of genius. But we use Trivia Crack as a way
the
of...
The Zeppo Marx, to be sure, of the family.
He's the Fredo of Trivia Crack.
Yeah.
But we've been using it to kind of establish who's better. And then, most recently, we've started doing it for bets. So, the notion that we had last time was the loser had to watch
this is quite a streak going on.
I know, it's pretty good, right? The loser had to watch Rosie O'Donnell's stand-up special, which you lost that game. Yes. In a nail biter.
Oh, I know.
And how was Rosie O'Donnell?
I jotted down some notes. It was just as horrible as you'd imagine. I remember watching like one of her earlier ones, like as a kid with mom. But it was mostly like stories from like shooting movies like League of Their Own, so it wasn't too bad. But she's just a total name-dropping whore the entire time.
Really whore right off the bat?
Just, yeah, I'll start it off. I gave her more time than I guarantee anyone else under 40 has given that stand-up special. straight, gay, whoever. Let me see here. A lot of jokes about teenagers that didn't really go anywhere. A lot of name dropping, constantly shifting between a Jewish and a New York voice, even though she's not Jewish at all. I just wrote down, did I mention I'm gay? Because it feels like every 30 seconds she's like, did I mention I'm a lesbian?
It's whoa.
Like, who's watching that? Who hasn't heard of you that's watching this? Who's like, ooh, who's this young up-and-coming comedian? Nobody. Claims to have a British therapist, which I'm almost 100% sure she just did so she could do a British accent on stage.
Just as a bit like, limey there, Rosie, you're sort of sticky wicket.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way she actually had a British therapist. She just did it because she heard herself do a British accent and thought she was funny. At one point, she has a story where Barbara Streisand, Steven Spielberg, and somebody else all come to her house for like a bar mitzvah. It's a story that goes nowhere. There's no point to it. She's still got some timing. I'll give her that. There might have been like one or two jokes that her timing
she
sold.
She nailed that Toy Story 3 story that you've been botching.
She did
up.
That slut.
She was like, she timed it perfectly.
I sold it to her for nothing, Christopher. For nothing. And it's gonna remake her career like a phoenix.
I could have been a king.
But I mean, she's not like you watch like Nick Cannon. You're like, what did you pick up comedy yesterday? What is this? But I'm just not good at all from start to finish. Exactly what you'd assume. Mm-hmm. Like it was not a
exactly,
pleasant surprise.
Like yeah, I bet you wish you hadn't lost.
I'd loved it if it had been like, oh wow, this is actually pretty good.
And then I'm like,
and I thought about lying and pretending like it was like, Roger, you should really watch this.
No, like, but I think I get 2 seconds into it. I'm just like, she doesn't have a British therapist. Where's that whore?
But I never could have pulled it off for a long. For it would have taken months for you to finally watch it.
I was like, no, the whole bet was supposed to be a punishment. Like I know that's what it seemed like at first, but when you get into it, it's amazing.
And our sister Terry would have fucked me over because she'd have been like, oh, Chris just said you really like the Rosie O'Donnell special. Let me give this a try. Oh my God, this is horse shit and a half. What is this?
Just you, Terry.
Terry's never really known comedy, Christopher. Not like us. Give it a shot.
Yeah, it's like Big J. She's really channeling some Big J Okerson in it.
It's like Big J. She talks about clam bashing all the time.
So now we're essentially making it that we're doing trivia crack games with punishments attached to them. That was the first one. And now we're just starting a game now, which is going to be the loser has to eat a bag of Good and Plenty's.
Big old bag.
Yeah, a big old bag. It was originally going to be a 5-pound bag over the span of a month, but you decided that would be too hellish for the loser.
It's, yeah, let's just do like a pound over a weekend.
That's still monstrous. Like, I don't think I could do a bag of Good and Plenty's, like a like fucking movie theater sized bag.
Well, now's your last opportunity to change it. Because if I get 3 on this time, it's not changing, Tubby.
No. I'll do it no matter what. I mean, I'm pretty sure I could crush you. I even stomped John Boy today, finally, so.
I did too. He's slipping.
He's like just giving up games now at this point.
I gotta make these tards feel better. John Boy said tards.
Like, I don't know the last time I've ever heard John Boy use the term tard. And queef magnet.
Do you want to talk about how I was busting your nuts over how all your top categories are like superfluous categories?
Yeah, because it's Trivia Pursuit. So the categories are entertainment, sports, history, art, geography, and science. And in it, you know, it'll rank what your best categories are. My number one is entertainment, and my number two is sports. And Mikey's coming in, swinging his big dick, seeing it, and he's just like, look at your first category. So, entertainment. Nobody cares. That's fucking worthless crap. And then big meathead subjects right after that. Not like big smart Mikey, whose number one is history. So I go over.
And then probably geography.
Yeah. I go into Mikey's like categories to see how well he's been doing. Number one category for Mikey, entertainment. Oh, he's in a deep sweat.
What year was the Panama Canal finished?
That's
you get. I get those random history ones. That's like, fuck. Who knows that?
Those are when I hate history. I'm decent at it for the most part, but it's when it like just gives me four dates and it's like, when did this happen? I'm just like, oof. Unless it was in the past, like unless you ask me when 9/11 happened, I'm probably not gonna get this, or it's going to be a complete guess.
Yeah, that was pretty devastating when I looked. I was like, "Oh, my best category is
entertainment
as well." By history is almost like a distant second. I think entertainment was like 91, and history was like 87.
I don't think it was that bad, but it definitely was the case that your history was not your number one, and entertainment had taken that top spot from you, and you looked like quite the goober because of it.
Compared to the amount of nut busting I did on you, I was like, oh, what's Christopher's number three? Hairdressing? Someone might have to go upstairs and take that bone away from Scotia.
Alright, Transformer movie, got it. Boosh. Alright. Now, what these categories have also done, or this game has, is it has made me start to contemplate what the level of intelligence is in our family. Who's the smart kid of the bunch? So, my way of doing it was to search IQ test free on Google and take the first result that came from it.
Oh, did you? I thought you put like a decent amount of research. I was like, let me pick one that's not horseshit.
No.
Are we actually going to have
to... Scotia! We're doing podcasts, girl!
That's just going to confuse her. Like, hell? Are they in hell?
She'll get tired of it. She can't do it for too long.
But how loud do you think that's rattling?
It makes a sound, but it's not that. I'm sure it was even worse that I just careened into the mic, but I don't think. I think Scotia will be all right. They'll tolerate it.
If she keeps doing it, we can pause it, and I'll go up and...
Oof. 2.5 men question. I got it right.
Good pour job. Myself a drink and maybe remember to tell Scotia to keep it down.
You go up there, take a piss. So yeah, I found an IQ test and passed it out. It was a relatively simple one. It was only, I think, like 20 questions, so you could finish it pretty quickly.
And I struggled.
Did you?
There were those sequence ones just rocked me.
I answered all of them what I thought was like to the best of my ability, except for one of the math ones. I gave up. I just picked an answer and went from there. And that might be the one that like dramatically reduced my score or raised it. I'm not 100% certain. But I got 132, which is considered to be above average to superior. I tried to look up like, what the scale of IQs were.
Everything I saw, it was like 100's average. That's what like the medium is, and then every 15 points away from that's like a, you know, like a standard deviation. Mm-hmm. So it was like 130 and above, you're in like the top 5%.
Yeah, like the one I saw was just like 130 and above is amazing. I was like, I'm pretty sure there has to be other categories between like 130 and the top scale of what IQs have ever been measured as. But apparently not. So what'd you have?
I got 136.
Oh, wow. We're right on neck and neck with one another.
Oh, that's your perception of it. Your limited, tiny 132 brain perception. It's like explaining Dragon Ball Z to a hamster.
How dare you. Oh, wow. This is such an oomsy trivia question. Who developed Trivia Crack?
I was feeling pretty good about myself until, like, you're like, yeah, just pick the first one I found. I was like, oh, maybe he actually, like, scrutinized this.
No. Because most trivia, or not trivia, but most IQ tests that I've heard of, it's not like, it's a pretty thorough examination to be able to determine one's IQ, from what I understand. I took an IQ test back in grade school, and I got, like, a 160 at the time, which was supposed to be considered, like, genius levels, and then I completely fucked up, like, the... you know, gifted learning test they give you after that. Like, I bombed that super hard.
Well, I think... I'm pretty sure anything over, like, 130... Like, 130 is the bare minimum to get into Mensa. Mm-hmm. Which so you actually have to take their test to do. You can't just, like, submit the...
I can't be like, I took a test on the internet.
I found this on Amazon.
I took this...
How long is this goddamn turn?
I know, right? Like, I took this random test on the internet. I want to be a scientist. Which is the following is not a shade of blue. Oh, well, boosh, da da boosh. It's not over yet. Zoom, no.
Oh, what the fuck?
No, no, don't look.
I'm going to have to start challenging.
Oh, that's a pretty douchey thing to do.
Oh, is it now?
I think so.
Who wouldn't you blow to get out of eating a 1-pound bag of Good and Plenty's?
Who wouldn't I blow? Dad? All right, well, my turn's done, so.
Oh, thank God.
I got hosed by a question about baseball and soccer. Now, we had another thing I wanted to bring up, though. Oh, so Leonard Nimoy just passed. Very sad thing. I've never been a Star Trek fan, so honestly, his death didn't, like, affect me emotionally in any way. It sucks he's gone, but I never had much of a connection to the guy. But the best connection I did have is...
sports. Ugh.
This year, I had made the suggestion that I was going to do a celebrity death pool. And if I had I done one, Leonard Nimoy would have been my top pick on the death pool.
How convenient.
I know. It doesn't mean anything now, because obviously I never got the chance to actually say that out loud. But I wanted to suggest, right here, the start of the podcast, 30 minutes in, let's do a celebrity death pool for this year. We'll each pick three names that we think could possibly die this year. And for each one that we get right, the other person has to pay like $5.
Okay.
All right. So did you have one that you wanted to list off first? You want to, like, do all three at once, or?
We'll go one and one. I'll do George Bush Sr.
Okay.
He's been in and out of the hospital. I think he's 92. Or he's at least, maybe his late 80s.
I could see that. My number one would be Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, he's been riddled with Parkinson's since, like, the 80s.
Any day now. Poosh, he's dropping like a fly. Number two for you would be then... you're like... Mario Cristobal. Like,
I'll go Fidel Castro.
Is he a celebrity?
Been the president of Cuba for 50 years, I think so.
I thought he was dead. No, it's... Kim Jong-un who's dead.
A lot of people, every now and then, they spread the rumor that he's dead. And that they just won't release it. But, which seems crazy to me. Like, how long do you think you're getting away with that? Yep, we're celebrating his 120th birthday that he's not at.
I'm going to go with Barbara Walters.
Well, Barbara Walters.
There's something a little crazy out there, but woman getting up, bit up there. There's always surprising deaths during the year. So, I'll throw that one out there, see what sticks of it. Would be your number three. Is your turn still going?
Yes.
No.
Let me think about it. Because the number three one, I think, should be like kind of a crazy one. Like maybe not picking somebody that's been alive since the 20s.
My number three is Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
He's a bit old. You know, he's looking worse and worse every time I see him. He's in, you know, good shape. But that's an industry that just kills you younger than you should be. And I feel like at any point, like, especially now that, like, so many people on the internet are, like, raging against him, if at any point he feels like his control of the company starts slipping away from him, that he's just a man that's going to live solely for that job. And I think if he loses it, he's farting out, like, a month later.
Oh, God.
Sounds good for... oh.
What is Mona Lisa called in Italian? And it was all like very Italian names.
There was a one that was just like Ralphie Big Jr. And you're like, not that one.
Oh, stop giving me sports. For the love of God. Let me think about
this. Keep giving him sports.
What was the only sport played on the moon? Oh, golf.
Come on, that's not even a good question. That's ridiculous.
Foxy boxing.
Of course.
Women should be involved in real sports.
All right, get your number three out here. This is ridiculous.
You're going to have to keep vamping until I'm done with my turn.
I was managing to vamp during my turn while I was kicking your ass. This is ridiculous. All right, so kind of cool news. Let's, you know, Terry, tune out now, because now it's time to talk about some Marvel talk, some superheroes. You've now seen the final trailer for the Age of Ultron movie. They just released it. It's pretty cool, I think we can all admit. Looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, that line is sweet, like hope. I think I'll take that from them first.
It's such like a, oh, what a shitty douchebag. Such a great line. Like, I like the cheesiness of some, like the scene of like all of them jumping in from the left. It's just such a goofy like comic book thing.
Yeah.
Or, like the spiraling like around them as they're fighting off waves of Ultron drones. It's definitely going to be a very interesting movie. And what I liked is we now got the news Spider-Man's going to be in the MCU coming up, and Civil War is probably going to premiere. So someone actually edited together that scene from the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And they added Spider-Man into it, so you can actually see him like leaping out into it.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
That is pretty pimp. I mean, if there's anything at this point, that would be pretty cool. It'd just be seeing Spider-Man actually joining up with them at some point. But it's we're finally getting past that hump where not a whole lot was going. It's still your ton. This is ridiculous.
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
No.
Maybe I'm just doodling around. Who knows?
Go over, I see you like texting Alex. Like,
as you see, you get like a challenge from me, like, wait, no.
But we're finally kind of getting over that hump. Like, there was that period at the start of the year where not a whole lot going on, like, news wise, but we're now a month away from Daredevil coming out on Netflix, and then the end of April, start of May, that's when Avengers comes out. And then right after Avengers, like almost as soon as Avengers is kind of done being like the top thing, that's when Ant-Man's going to be popping out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be some exciting stuff coming up. And then, of course, Fantastic Poop.
Fantastic Poop. It is still like, is there still not a trailer for that out?
I mean, there's that one you saw where it's a shot of them in space like 12 times and then no Doctor Doom.
Very underwhelming.
I've heard some people were like, man, that looks amazing, too. I'm just like, what are your standards for movies?
Yeah, what, like, are you one of the people in Fantastic Four?
Yeah. Is this Michael B. Jordan? Is this Miles Teller's? Why aren't you letting J.K. Simmons berate you again for being such a queef magnet? And that's a reference to Whiplash, if you haven't seen it.
Ah, fuck.
Is that the end of that monstrous turn?
Finally.
Goodness gracious. Also trying to start watching Walking Dead now. I watched the first episode of it. I thought I'd give it a try. Oh, you beat me. I was like, I don't see anything popping up on here. Well, that's disappointing.
Hope, I took that away from you first.
What a douchebag.
So a big, fat old bag of good and plenties.
I'll work my way through it when I have time.
Hurrah. You have a weekend. And if I find out you gave even one drop to Mom.
Oh, that would be great if you see her.
I will strangle her, you with her pussy.
Ew. That's graphic.
I guess you don't want to see it happen, because you better not.
All right. I didn't. Maybe I was too lenient on you. I should have started using more lifelines, perhaps. I was going to suggest that the next podcast we do, we should do a Lush podcast where we're just devouring wine as we do it.
Sure.
Because we have bottles of wine now.
I'm always down for that.
You know? Yeah, like a chance to drink alcohol that's acceptable? Okay. And the notion being that one of us would get, you know, cool wines to drink, and then the other one would have to do that challenge. We had to drink a glass of wine with a scoop of whey protein powder
in it. Oh.
I mean, if you finish it, you can have regular wine, but I don't know if that's something you're going to want to power through, like just chug it.
That's what the loser of Trivia Crack has to do? Or
yeah, a Trivia Crack game.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. I would definitely just throw it back as quickly as possible. I don't want that, because it's just going to settle at the bottom, and then what do I have to do? Use a spoon? And
I don't know if I could chug it, though. Like, I can't, like, shot glasses of alcohol, I can't, but if you hand me a glass of, I mean, I guess it's wine, it's not that heavy, but. Like, I think about that. I'm just, ooh.
I'm just not going to want that congealing at the bottom.
Right in your throat?
Yeah, it's only going to get worse. Like like an Irish car bomb, if you don't finish it right away and there's that little bit at the bottom.
Oh, it starts just, like, to the fucking...
milky and shitty. Yeah.
Pobbling up on you. But no, anyway, I'm trying to watch Walking Dead now. I'm trying to jump into a couple other things.
I'm going to say, overall, I, my personal opinion, I think it's overrated. Like, the way I see people get obsessed with that show.
I don't have the zombie thing. Like, I've never given a fuck about zombies.
Me either.
To a point where I actually started to hate zombie-related products, because people, like, anytime I hear somebody has a zombie survival plan, I'm just like, well, I don't know how long it took you to come up with it, but it was 100% a waste of time.
Yeah, what's in your savings account that you have enough time that you're coming up with zombies?
It's just like, it would be like if I told somebody, like, oh, I have a plan in case Captain America ever decides to give me super soldier serum, how I would then go about saving the world. It's just like, it's as equally as a fucking ridiculous premise.
I have two Godzilla plans. Yeah. One if he's on our side, one if he's not.
Like, it's just like, this is never going to happen.
And they both involve me in a giant stepladder blowing him.
Both involve you blowing him, then asking work if you can leave or
I got to go blow Godzilla. Because I painted myself green and put a wig on.
Like, Mike, I think Godzilla's a woman. Oh.
Is he? Is she?
I don't know. I thought she definitely was in the Roland Emmerich one. Or not Roland Emmerich. Or, yeah, was it Roland Emmerich?
It was Roland Emmerich.
The one we got in America in, like, 1999 or 2001, something
like Matthew that. Broderick?
Yeah, well, Matthew Broderick was the actor. Oh. Roland Emmerich, I thought, was the director of it. Regardless, that was a woman I know because she laid eggs in it. Like, that was the whole
thing. Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
It was full of eggs. Let me see. Godzilla. But yeah, no, anyone I hear with a zombie survival plan, I'm just like, I don't know how long it took. Because I've seen people with absurdly intricate plans for in case a zombie outbreak ever happens. And they're all, like, they're all people who are fucking nudniks.
Yeah.
That, like, their first thing, they're like, well, obviously, because I've survived the initial outbreak, I'm going to head on over to Gander Mountain and start supplying up. Just like, this plan sucks already.
Yeah, you should, if it's any kind of plan, you should already have that. Or are you going to deal with all the monsters that are already going to be over at Gander Mountain?
Yeah, like, no, there was definitely no zombies in Gander Mountain before this happened.
And guess what? We live in central Pennsylvania. It's just going to be stockpiled with rednecks first that are going to be looting the place dry.
Yeah. Let's see.
No, that'd be great. I think it'd be ironic if a zombie virus did came out and it just killed the morons that had zombie apocalypse plans first.
Okay, Godzilla is explicitly described as a male in Godzilla King of the Monsters, but is generally referred to as it. So, I guess gender neutral for the most part. So it may not have a wiener, brother.
I'm just going to do a little bit of due diligence. Godzilla, big floppy.
Does Godzilla have a big floppy huge cock? Wait, hold on. How much of that did I want to, whatever, enter. Yes, Google, I'm feeling lucky.
Post to Facebook. What does feeling lucky mean?
It means that you just want to go to the first website result that comes
from. Oh, okay.
Which is generally it's less bad now that, like, Wikipedia has become, like, the top thing for any practical search term you put up there, or generally, like, the main website for it is.
But not if you're searching big floppy wieners.
Yeah, like if I typed in, do pigs have big floppy wieners, I definitely don't want to just hit I'm feeling lucky. It's just like, let's see what I find. Like, unless I'm like drunk and completely like oblivious to having a plan or career or anything like that. And I'm just like, whatever. Yeah, that would be a bad way to spend my life. But, and another thought I had, and this is a very nerdy thought I've recognized, but I was like, five legitimate Stark kids, five Larioses. That places me as Bran Stark. Am I the coolest Larios brother then? Because you're dead. Rob Stark.
After a noble attempt.
Yes. Well, some would say you let your pride get in the way just like Eddard, and you may have fucked things up even more.
I got laid too. You didn't.
Well, just wait. Who knows? Jojen might still give me some. I mean, I know he's dead in the show. He might. He's not in the books. Alex is Rickon. Nobody cares.
He's definitely the one that's like, Shaggy Dog!
And we don't, as far as we know, have
Allie's definitely not Sansa. Or,
she's
Arya.
She's Arya, though.
She's definitely not Arya.
I mean, is Terry Arya?
I don't think we have an Arya in the family.
I mean, I think actually
I'll give Terry Sansa. She can do that.
All right. I think by the way it worked.
I have no say. I'm super dead.
Yeah, you're fucked. You're gone.
And but, mom tried to save me.
Oh, what a sweet deal that got out of. Like, boosh.
We're strawberrying out of here.
She's got the cats.
Yeah.
The blade to the cat's throat, like, mom, he doesn't care about this. God damn it. Even in the end, you couldn't get this together. I asked you to go and seduce fucking the third Baratheon kid, Renly, and you fucked that up. He came back with a bag full of nickels. I don't know what you did to get those.
We just called it the man wedding.
But no, I think because I can't remember if Arya or Bran is older in the books. So, I mean, I guess that would play with...
Arya definitely looks older.
Yeah, it's possible. That would make me Arya then, I guess, if you just went by age. But then the genders would get fucked.
You've always wanted to be Arya.
I just wanted to be fucking rebellious young girl cruising the world with my best buddy, the Hound. They weren't best buddies. They actually hated each other for the most part.
You didn't pay attention.
It's not even you didn't read the subtext. You didn't read the actual text where he's just like, if you don't hurry up, I'm going to beat you and tie you up on the back of my horse and carry you off to Winterfell. Like,
I feel like we don't give you enough feedback.
All right, let's not start using Legion of Skanks quotes, which are also Life and Times of Tim quotes. Now, I think I'm pretty happy with being Bran, though. I'm like, all right, cool. Get to be a magic wizard of the trees.
Well, I mean, he's definitely going to be faring better than Robb Stark.
Not a lot of bad things going on up there right now, at least. Man, it was a nerdy thought.
It's a decent comparison, yeah. I'd be hosed. And we didn't get Ned Stark as a dad.
No. Well, I mean, look, Dad may not be listening to this right now. He's, you know.
I love Dad, but I think there's a large amount of people that don't believe Jon Snow's his actual son just because, like, Ned Stark would never cheat on his wife. He's too much of a gentleman. I love Dad, but there's not a lot of that thinking going on.
You're saying Dad's not the most upstanding of gentlemen?
I'm saying the man likes to get his dick wet.
Oh. Remember which one of your sons said that, Dad?
I'm talking about 30-something Dad, by the way.
Which one defended you?
I'm talking about probably Dad my age, almost. Well, no, probably like middle, like 36, 37.
Dad your age would have had 3 kids already.
Yeah, he had me when I was 25, so yeah, he would have just had you.
Mom was 32 when she had me, and he was older than Mom, so...
I love Dad. No one's Ned Stark. That's an awesome dad. That's like the dad lottery, getting Ned Stark.
He's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, the arguments are always made of, like, maybe Ned Stark and being such a virtuous man kind of fucked things up a lot more than if at one point he was just like, all right, fuck these Lannister kids. I really just need to get a handle on this fucking kingdom or stop blurting my plan out to people. For the love of God.
Yeah, well... He should have never been there. Robert Baratheon did him such a huge disservice by making him Hand of the King.
Oh, yeah. That was a pretty shitty thing to... Not shitty thing to do, but it was definitely like, you have no control over things at this point. You were the worst king. But then we get Joffrey. We're like, oh, no, that's the worst king.
Yeah. He set the bar pretty high for monstrous king.
I am...
In such a short amount of time. He was only king for a couple years, wasn't he?
I think Robert's king for, like, probably, like, 12 years, something like that. Maybe, like, 15. It's not very long.
Well, I meant Joffrey was only
king. Oh, Joffrey's only king for, like, a year or two. And he's not very long. And he's not even really the king for most of it. It's all acting through his fucking mom, who...
Or Tywin.
Yeah, who is just the worst. Cersei is like, she's actually like endeared herself to me because she's so completely awful at playing the Game of Thrones that it's humorous. I don't want to spoil for you.
That's such a huge advantage going into it too.
Yeah, like I don't want to spoil what's coming up for your next season, but it's so great. It's just in the books because it's from her point of view. Every fucking terrible decision she makes, she just gets to be like, Look at me now, Tywin. It's your daughter who's leading the Lannister family. I'm the smartest. And you're just like, I can't even begin to tell you how awful what you just did was.
She's even like, I'm the smartest. Oh, that, no. Hold you on, didn't hear that.
Let me redo that. Smarterest.
Smarterest. Inside her head, you're like, well done, old go. Well done.
It's the one thing I'm just like, you know, it's like the greatest, you know, tragedy in going from the books to the TV show is you just won't be able to grasp how smugly Cersei's going to think all of her plans this season are and just how fucking all of them are going to crumble on top of her as the god-awful plans they are. But, ah. And again, how did we get on Game of Thrones?
I mean, I'm just vamping. Yeah, and you did the Stark thing. I got something. So, you might have noticed I added my signature to my work email.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying and huge.
I like it, but anyway, this chick at work showed me how to do it. And to do it, I had to, like, put my signature and have it emailed to, like, my desktop. And she came over and she's like, all right, now just, you know, X out of everything, which I should have done before she came over. Like, first I had to X out, I don't know if you saw, I bought a bunch of, for my friend Sean's, like, son, I bought a bunch of, like, Batman villain rubber ducky themed things.
I did see the rubber ducks, and I was like, what the fuck are these?
That was, and obviously they're way too small for, like, a one-year-old, so. But I had to X out of that, and she's like, okay. And she's like, go into paint to make this. And the first thing that shows up to paint is titled Jerk Off Party. And she's like, all right, just pick something. I was like, no, that's not. And she's like, I don't want to hear about this. Just pick a blank painting. No, it was Jerk Off Party Invite.
Is this an attractive coworker to
you? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's what makes it even more delicious. Yeah.
She's just, she wanted nothing to do with the explanation. Like, I don't care, just get it to the thing.
Oh, man.
And then I sat with the guy, the super kind of nerdy guy too at work that sits next to her, and I was like, you know, so Angie helped me do my signature, and he just started, like, laughing, like, oh, I heard.
Ew. Everyone knows about you and your jerk-off parties.
That you're sending invites out to. In retrospect, why would I have titled it Jerk-Off Party? Yeah,
why would you, if you know you're using a work computer, why wouldn't you just, like, title it taxes or something?
Anything. Anything besides what it
was. What it actually was.
Jerk-Off Party.
Oh, my God. No, that's great. That's like my greatest fear one day is like someone.
It wasn't even alphabetical. Why did it come up first?
It's the most recent thing.
Yes, it was the most recent thing.
At least that does prove you aren't using paint too much.
Or so you think. Unless I'm just constantly working on evolving, you know, with my 136 IQ, trying to evolve this jerk off party invite.
You're just like, what can I do? Perhaps more spray paint around jerk off. Emphasize snow, lavender. There we go.
That's
those people.
Just pick it. I'm just here to put your signature on your email.
Oh my god!
10 minutes!
Stop working on it! Stop working on the jerk off party email!
None of this explanation has made me think you're less of a freak show.
What do you do? Like, how would you even go about explaining it? Like, alright, there's this podcast to listen to called Legion of Skanks.
Oh, thank God they know I do stand-up comedy.
Oh.
Thank God. So I'm able to write that off. It's like a joke thing I'm working on. Because if I didn't, they would just be like...
You'd be a freak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be like, I'm barely hanging in there with the 20-something crew as I'm getting older. That would completely
ostracize
me. You're
like, hey, guys, did you guys see Gotham this week? They're like, get out of here, old man!
Yeah. I don't want to... The 30-somethings all have, like, kids and are married, and they're like, oh, my wife wants me to mow the lawn. I want, like, nothing to do with that conversation. But if I'm kicked out because of jerk-off party from the 20-something table, I don't have any options. Thank God they know I do stand-up. That's my only save. And I don't even know if that saved me. I really, they might all still be thinking,
they might,
like,
all just be like,
yeah, sure, weirdo.
When did this happen?
Last Friday, probably. Pretty recently.
Well, if you haven't been completely ostracized yet, you're probably in pretty good pretty good straights.
Well, let's see. Maybe it's
maybe it's just taking a moment to circulate.
Like, I haven't been having lunch at the table because it's been so busy at work, so I've just been having it at my desk. Let me see, like, when next week, when it comes down, if everyone just, like, gets up. Or if I, like, grab the salt and pepper shaker, put it back, and they, like, spray it down with bleach, like,
No, we do this for everybody. Really? Yeah, I haven't seen anybody else at... Alright, it's you, jerk-off party.
Look, it's not a jerk-off party. And even if it was, I'm not jerking off at work. I just write the invites at work.
But back to the point, it's not an actual jerk-off. I probably should have led with that point and developed that before I went into my second point. Anyway...
I can't believe
Margaret, can you stop being such a cunt and pass me the potatoes?
Or... I still can't believe I named that jerk-off party.
It's baffling.
As you just lost to me in trivia crack and an IQ test. And I'm naming things jerk-off party on my work computer.
If you even were, you weren't going to remember what it's called. Just, like, J or, like, jerk-o invite or...
LOS drawing.
Yeah.
Such and such date.
Something beyond, like, the full title jerk-off party invitation. Like, I hope the new email comes out today, or, like, tomorrow, where it's just like, we all like to welcome Mike back at the office. I know a lot of you were worried when he left early yesterday because it was scurry outside.
When he ran out dressed like Snow White.
We are all glad to see that he made it home all right to presumably finish working on the jerk-off party invitations he's going to be sending out.
Now we're going to throw him off. Now we're going to fire him, throw him outside, and let him fight Gaston off him. That's a very obscure Beauty and the Beast reference.
Oh, Gaston, out on my face!
No, no one rapes like Gaston. No one jerk-offs like Gaston.
To a Gaston, party. That's right.
Yeah. That's really the only reason I remember his name, is because the whole song's based on Gaston.
There's a lot of... I don't know why. He's become, like, kitschy.
He's super forgettable in, like, the line of Disney villains. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's a guy that's never made an appearance in...
Kingdom Hearts. He might have. I don't remember him in the
one. He definitely wasn't part of the committee.
No, they didn't have that round turn.
Considering, like, I think Shmi was an honorary member. That's saying a lot.
I think, the hunter from Tarzan wasn't in there. I think it was just
another
Ursula.
Super forgettable character.
It was Ursula.
Hades, Oogie, Jafar, Hades, Captain
Jafar,
Hook.
Captain Hook, that was it. And Maleficent.
And Scar.
No, Scar wasn't there. We'd like to add Scar in there.
Wasn't he?
No.
He's in both games.
He was in the second game. Lion King War wasn't in the first
game. Oh, okay. But he's a guy I think you could... he's a lion, no magical powers, so it's kind of like...
I mean, it's already a weird table with, like, this talking bag of bugs. Like, oh, hey, everybody!
Yeah, Oogie Boogie was definitely like, well, we're including this level just for the animation to put into it.
Yeah.
So I get... Who was the bad guy? Oh. God, he just, like, busted through the wall. Oogie boogie doogie jazz.
It's me, an Elvis impersonator.
Voiced by a guy that died from a heroin overdose 10 years ago. I think that is what happened to that guy. He was, like, a jazz singer that died, like, shortly after that movie came out.
I'm kind of excited for a new Kingdom Hearts. I think they're still working on 3. I don't know when that's supposed to come out.
Are you going
to
buy the system, or are you going to play it on the computer, like a big dandy line?
I don't think they're going to put it on the computer, so I'll probably have to get the console for it. Plus, it's a game you really need a controller for.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's coming out, though. I know that supposedly I'm putting a lot of work into it, and they made note to, like, we have full range of all Disney properties, so we're not going to say what's in it, but we are going to say that a Marvel universe or Star Wars universe is not out the window. You know, we can't use that in there. That'd be pretty sweet. Like, if I can have a team that's like Sora, Donald, and Captain America, I think I'd be like, this is probably the best game ever.
I feel like that bad table seems a lot sillier if it's like
Darth
Scar, Captain Hook, and Darth and Vader. He's like, why am I here? What is this?
Scar's just like, I'm starting to feel underclassed here.
You know, I know the Sith want to take over every universe. We'll leave Toontown alone.
We don't care that much about fucking Cinderella Land, or whatever you call it.
I'm going to think the Emperor's sending me out on some bullshit missions.
This is kind of horseshit.
Seems like busy work. I'm assisting Oogie Boogie on a mission?
You're Oogie Boogie's heartless. I'm Oogie Boogie's heartless. Darth Vader. Well, as you understand, Oogie Boogie's come back several times, now bigger and better.
The prophecy of the Force.
Yes, I know in your universe that's a big deal. Now, in Christmas Town, Oogie Boogie's a big deal.
Yeah.
And you answer to him.
Now, the only shortcut is through Easter Bunny Village.
Yeah, we've already done Christmas Town and Halloween Town, so this time we're going to use one of the lesser-known towns of Shamrocksburg. Oogie Boogie's taking over that town so he can get all the pots of gold.
Don't worry.
He doesn't even want to take over the world. He just wants to be rich. Look, don't insult Master Oogie's plans.
Lockstock will both be working under you.
Not Beryl.
What about Beryl?
Well, you'll have to answer to Beryl, but he's a very fair master. He does insist on you calling him master.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be... I think it'd be cool, though. Star Wars, you know, like a lightsaber keyblade at the end of it. Yeah. Pretty pimp.
I feel like I didn't explain this. The jerk-off party, that was a drawing as a joke to send to a podcast.
I don't want to give you any time to explain
that we're talking about. It was a podcast we listened to where they made jokes about this guy having jerk-off parties, so I sent a fake invite to a jerk-off party to him.
Did they ever read it on air?
No. Definitely not. Or who knows if they even saw it.
Oh, that'd be great. Like, it was just, like, you, like, reaching for, like, your already addressed envelope and stuff it in. You mail it out, and then, like, you come in the next day, like, why is the envelope here and empty? And it's just, like, a letter that you were planning to send to, like, Aunt Debbie or something like that for the day before. You're like, oh, no! All right, Aunt Debbie, you're going to get a letter from me. It's an invitation to a jerk-off party. Hold on. I know what you're thinking. It's not an actual party for jerking off. Wait, hold on, no, I didn't mean to send it to you. What would be the first, like, argument in defense of that?
Let's go reason. Okay. Obviously, I didn't mean to send it to you because you don't have a wiener and you don't jerk off. So let's stop acting crazy and just get down to basic logic here. In the memory of Spock, let's be logical. Hello? Hello?
Well, that's one more bridge of the family needs to bend.
Oh, well, I guess I'm not going to their renuptials, and I won't get the peanut
now
butter.
I can't release this podcast until after then.
I guess they won't get the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that they probably booked for the lunch.
I felt uncalled for.
Well, I could definitely be eating crow in a couple days, or I could be, like, waved as a hero.
Yeah, well, you got home. You're just
for
like,
stopping at Wendy's on the way.
Aren't we glad we ate before we went? Yeah, yeah. Just like Grandma's funeral, it was a good plan to eat afterwards.
And before. That was your first monster. I think we stopped before.
Afterwards we stopped.
We went to McDonald's for breakfast before.
Did we? It was Friday for Lent. That was really bad for us. On Grandma's funeral.
Yeah, we definitely did. We went to McDonald's for breakfast first, and Mom didn't even give a shit. Like, two sausage biscuits.
Yeah, well, it's stroked out Mom, who doesn't give a shit about a lot of things at this point.
And then we went...
Except conveniently, the sidewalk getting shoveled at, like, 2 seconds after it's laid. Very
oh, really?
On that. Yeah, she's very like, when am I gonna die? All the people who visit me.
All the people who visit me. That is pretty good. Now nobody will come.
I'm like, nobody comes because they're all afraid of our dog for some reason. She bites one person.
I'm like, I haven't seen my latest issue of Revolver Heavy Metal magazine, so I'm like, did you just eat it?
I mean... I don't think she'd eat it. You definitely would find it with, like, a huge hole in it.
Though. Yeah.
For the first time, a Shonen Jump card got sent in the mail that didn't get chewed up. Like, I don't know. She must have just missed it when it came in the mail. So I'm almost, like, displaying it proudly. Like,
oh,
I'm
is that why that's on the
mantle?
Yeah,
I'm never going to use it. I'm probably just going to throw it away. But I was like,
are we this couple now? That you're like, you're...
We're not a couple. Let's make that very clear.
We're a couple of dudes living together.
There's other terms. We're brothers. Let's use that one first, as opposed to a couple. Yeah, no, I just wanted to, like, proudly display, like, it's the one that got away.
I thought, like,
the card that survived. It's the Harry Potter of cards.
Christopher's getting even nerdier. He's like...
I'm displaying, like, random Yu-Gi-Oh cards on the shelf. Like, I thought this ties the room together with the Boardwalk Empire photos and, you know, the great
whiskey
couches.
Bottle lamp.
Yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh card. Fusion card, as you know. A dubious style of Yu-Gi-Oh, to be sure, but one with high returns if you're willing to play the strategy game.
This just rolls right into your Yu-Gi-Oh podcast.
Oh, man. Thank God I didn't know podcasts back then, because there definitely would have been a Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast.
Oh, God.
Back during my heyday of playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Not just, like, with Frank, whenever he'd come over. It got to the point where I'd play it online. And this wasn't even, like, the time of webcams. So you basically just played it from your side, and you just had to trust that the person you were playing against wasn't just bullshitting you with what they were doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very, like... Looking back, I was like, I probably lost a whole bunch of games to people who were just completely bullshitting me the whole time.
Did you ever do it, bullshit?
No. I played with a
guy...
Get
out of eating a bag of good and plenties.
Yeah, I'm just like, I can't lose this game of good and plenties. Exodia!
Exodia.
No, I do remember playing with a guy one time, though. Like, we were doing... I don't know why. It's, like, the, again, a nerdy thing. It wasn't even, like, in typical rules. We did a tag team duel where it's, like, you partnered up with somebody else. And it wasn't even, like, Frank. It was some person I met online. And the other person was like, we're losing the game. And he's just like, they must be cheating. I'm just going to start making up what cards I have. And I was just like, what? Why are you telling me this? And he was. He was like, yeah, I'm just going to start telling him I have all the pieces of Exodia.
Wow.
Like, what the fuck? We lost anyway, too. Like, even through his cheating. Even with the power of infinite imagination, we still lost that game.
I just can't fathom how bored you were. That you,
it was thrilling at the time. I loved Yu-Gi-Oh! Back in the day.
Those early, like, Crusader internet days.
Yeah, where I was a trailblazer of sorts. I mean, no one else called me a trailblazer. That was my screen name in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Chat.
Faggot got thrown around a lot, but pretty liberally.
Trailblazer... Exodia was my screen name.
Giant queer.
Exodia Trailblazer.
Seth. SETI 1820.
Oh, man. That's right. I was SETI for a while. Which didn't even make sense. I thought SETI was the name of the Greek god of chaos. Until
Egyptian.
Until I learned it was Set. I was like, oh.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
What was SETI then?
I don't think SETI was anything.
Nothing? Did Mom just screw that up? Or?
I mean, I think we based it off that one Egyptian board game we got from National Geographic.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. SETI. SETI Institute. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
It's
right,
when
SETI.
Two guys poop in a martini.
All right, hold on. I guess no, there is. I guess maybe he goes by Set or SETI.
Mm-hmm. It's like Apocalypse or Ensob Nor.
No, so wait, hold on. Oh, wait, what? Hold on, I gotta open this.
It's
up.
Gotta be a T.
Okay, no, Set is it. And I guess they also call him Seth.
I wonder if that started filming yet.
No, probably not.
Probably soon.
If not, it's coming soon. They call him Set, Seth, and I guess sometimes SETI. But yeah, that's right, that was my old screen name for a while. SETI 34...
2000-something for a little bit, wasn't that it?
I thought it was like 34349 or something like that. It was like a random...
Oh, was it that long? Like, how many SETIs could there have been that we couldn't have gotten, like, 12? Or...
I don't know. I had three different screen names. I was originally Zapdos 76-9.
Oh, yeah.
Then I was...
7769?
76-9, yeah. I don't know.
769, you never got like a bunch of guys like, hey, no. There.
Well, when you put Pokemon names at the front of it, people generally are like, I get this as a child, probably.
Yeah, you know, pedophiles aren't out there to be rude. But
not for dudes, brother. Which is weird. I don't know why I put 76-9 at the end. Like, it's a number with literally no connotation to it. Like, it's not like it was like an important number.
I assumed you tried like 20 of them and the first one that...
Well, Zapdos obviously was taken.
Yeah.
So I just added numbers to the end of it. And I was like, 76-9 sounds cool with Zapdos. And then I was SETI for a while, and then eventually roll a T88.
Did I ever tell you about, like, there was this guy I was friends with in high school, like, it was like dial-up internet days, and we used to just, like, goof around on the internet, and his screen name was, like, Captain Smith, CPT Smith. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just played pranks on people or whatever. One day, he's like, someone hacked my profile, which was actually, like, his mom used it, but she never bothered creating her own screen name, so she just used his. Someone hacked it and sent out a bunch of, like, inappropriate emails from her thing. And she thinks it was you, because she sees us talk a lot, and she just assumes you're a giant dickhead. I was like, why would she think I'd even know your password? He's like, it's the same as our screen name. It's Captain Smith. And she was a school teacher at John Harris. I got this just filthy email from her, like, I'm going to cave in your fucking head.
Wow.
Like, with a shovel. and leave you to die in the cold. It was from a woman I'd never met, probably like in her mid-40s. Wow. It was crazy.
I've never heard this before.
He gave me, it was probably like 16. He gave me only like a slight heads up. He was like, all right, I believe you, but she doesn't, and she's furious. So you might hear from her.
Did you ever find out like what the inappropriate email
was? No, I never did.
Like, was it?
I don't think he knew either. I think she told him, because I guess she heard about it. Or someone responded it and was like, what the fuck, Debbie? What's going on? I was shocked. Like, the emails I got from this, the email I got. I wish I still had that.
That's, one, it's insane to think that someone would send that to a child.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, teenager, 16, but still, yeah, even still. Like,
still a kid. Like, I'm going to cave in your skull and leave you covered in jism on the street dying.
It was crazy. I could. It was like I'd gotten it from a crack whore. I couldn't believe, like, this language from someone's mom.
Do you remember, because everyone on AOL always had profiles. And that was, like, that was essentially, like, MySpace before MySpace or Facebook. Like, that was your social profile. And the way it was that whenever you signed in, you could change it. And I remember you and Terry, well, not you and Terry, you changed Terry's once to being, like, I love chicks or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And she was furious.
Oh my god, I completely forgot about that.
It was like you had ruined her life at that. I mean, it was a teenage girl, so yeah, I was probably.
I mean, she switched it around and did it to me, but it never bothered me that much. I did get a couple like random dudes like, hey, what's up there, teddy bear? Or so. But that I'd like just block and move on. But yeah, she was furious.
I remember it was almost like, I feel like if she had known about this Harris school teacher, she would have like, I'll tell you where to find him in his school schedule and we'll beat him up together.
Here's a list of his fears. Yeah. I'm trying to remember, because you couldn't get, I couldn't like, did I? Because you could get like flat out kicked off. Or if it was a first time thing, they'd ban you for a little bit. I'm trying to think if I got that. I don't think I got that bad that she got banned, but it was like, so I couldn't curse in it, but it was still like, munching on clams, yum, yum, yum.
Well, I know what you changed mine to.
Under
and
hobby.
I was a child at the time. Mine was, my favorite quote was, penis is a lot like cake. The thicker the piece, the better it tastes in my mouth.
The thicker the slice, the better. So, it was great. I was so proud of that line.
I didn't see it for like 5 months. Like, it was very much like a slow burn one day. I was just like, hey!
Oh, man, that still makes me laugh.
I love using that quote. Anytime I can now. Like, if I'm ever just like, that's what my epitaph needs to be, penis is a lot like cake.
I forgot it went that far back.
It went extremely far back.
What is that, like 96, 97, 98?
Probably like late 90s, maybe very early 2000s. Because I was probably, I can't imagine you would have done that to like a second grader. That would have been pretty cruel. I was probably, it must have been like.
It's probably at the time where like I knew Frank, or there was maybe like three or four people actually looking at your profile.
Yeah, it must have been like sixth grade or something like that, or seventh grade. So that would have been like 2001, 2002, about that. But then that was the genesis into our long, protracted apartment building Facebook war.
Which was so dumb.
Anytime someone forgot to sign out your Facebook, it was me like, I love dudes, wiener, 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 enter, and it would immediately get like 28 likes. It was a vicious battle between us that really never had a good solution.
Actually, we could probably look that up right there. No, we can't. Because I was about to say, we can look up like our mutual history, but it's not going to share that because it was just you doing it under my profile. We can make that a project. Do it for next time.
I was going to say, yeah, there's definitely like looking up how many like awkward, goofy jigs. I'm trying to think when that probably was, like, too, like 2011. Because I don't think I feel like I didn't.
No, I feel like earlier. I feel like it was right around when I started at my current job. So 2008, 2009.
Let's see. Let me just go back to 2008. I don't think I had that many. I can't have posted that much back then. Birthday transmission. Awesome. Why did I? Oh, that was back when I actually apparently used to do the actual like Christopher Larios, and then I wrote the rest political. Of the sentence.
Yeah. That's not bad.
That was pretty
should
sharp.
Be had a hole in my pocket.
And now we see Uncle Mike.
Just,
let's
now
keep
it's
going. Just sad. And Super Bowl. Maybe it's not as easy to find as I thought. There I go insulting Bill Maher and misspell well at the same time. Bill Maher, when will you learn that you're not only aren't you funny, but stupid as well? Extra L.
Rocky like a John McCain. Did I come up with that?
No, I don't think so.
Like, I don't think you're that funny.
I don't think you're that good. Nah, I'm not seeing it yet. So I'll actually have to do more research. I forgot I did actually write bullshit a lot.
Back then. We can save it. You go through your wall, I'll go through mine next time.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's going to be at least like 10 apiece.
Yeah, it got absolutely...
And some of them was like, Chris was peeing, I don't have long. Penis!
let's see... Yeah, they were all just pretty, like, vicious.
Some of them, if, like, you had time, it's like, okay, I'm really gonna... Chris is taking a dump. I got a few minutes to work on this. He took his DS in with him.
Well, I posted a lot of photos of myself.
No, yeah, you were into that for a while.
I do remember that.
These doodles.
Oh, there we go. The Facebook Roy Rage is on. So head back to July 2009. It must have been something. I wonder if we maybe...
So that means I have to do one around here. Oh, we probably deleted
them. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I wonder
that
if we deleted
them. That sucks.
We might have deleted them. Yeah.
I'll try looking anyway, but yeah, we probably did. So short-sighted.
Or I wonder if I can just search based off of what we did. Ah, okay, well, screw it. I don't need to go through everything there.
It's like clearly a shot of you about to go down.
Go down and blow it through a hole.
It's only one way out of this sharpshooter. Downtown.
Gonna have to blow my way out like Godzilla.
There were probably one or two good ones that are lost. But for the most part, I'm sure it was like, yum, 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 wiener, wiener, wiener.
Yeah, it was always just like the most shameless, just like, hey, I haven't told you guys yet, but I love dudes and blowing big, hanging wieners all the time. Nom, 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 nom.
I told you I did that to Red, who never used Facebook. Anytime he's had he has a Facebook profile. It's always been maintained by whoever his girlfriend was at the time. Mm-hmm. And one time she had just left and she left it on. I was hanging at his place. This is like college, like sophomores, juniors. And I forget, he went somewhere. And I just sent messages out to like every Facebook, every like one of our fraternity brothers, like, I want to eat breakfast off your stomach. And all of them knew immediately, like even like two or three of them were like, nope, hey, Larios, what's up? Except the one guy who I was like, I want to bottle your farts and drink it like wine. He was such a total homophobe that he just avoided Red for like 6 months. He's like, hey, what's up, buddy? Well, I gotta go over here.
Gotta go have this conversation over there. And you're just, Red's just like, what's going on? Just like, nah, don't. He heard about me having a jerk off party invitation. It's okay.
It's not normal. Even... It's perfectly normal. And I got Red to play it up. I was like, you should ask him to like go to lunch one day. Just the two of you.
And just casually mention that they don't allow shirts there either.
Oh, he wouldn't go to lunch with them. He's like, who's going? Oh, no, I'm super busy. Like if you ask a chick that just wants to be friends, like, hey, want to go out for lunch? Like, just the two of us? No, thanks.
How did that eventually come about then?
I don't know if it ever did. They weren't super close to begin with, so It's not like they were like great friends before that. It was just casual acquaintances.
Just one day they just stopped talking. They're like, how did that happen? Larry,
he might still be sitting there looking at Facebook like, oh yeah, Red's engaged. Sure. To who? To which, Siegfried and Roy, or just one of them?
Oh man, this has been our longest podcast yet.
How long was it?
Coming about an hour and a half.
It
was a good one. Started off a little slow, but really nailed it in there. We start talking about the internet.
So the next one will be...
A lushy lush line.
Lushy lush. And then we'll do the trivia crack beforehand for that one to see who has to drink that wine.
Yes. I'm already going to have to do the good and funny, so I'm really hoping I don't lose this wine one as well.
Weekend,
but at least there's actual macros in there.
I might make it to the grocery store tomorrow. Do you want me to get your good bag of good?
I was probably going to head to the grocery store tomorrow night, but if you want to pick up the bag, by all means, go ahead.
Well, I work till 9.
Well, that's... I assumed I wasn't going to do it until later in the evening.
So. Right. Well, do you want to do it this weekend? Are you going to save it?
I might as well just get it out of the way.
You big Nancy.
Big Nancy. Mr. Oh, it sure looks like a... Really wicked bad snowstorm out there.
I'm skipping outside. Prepare for another Gaston reference that goes nowhere.
Ladies, are you coming with me?
Come on, girls, let's get out of here, you dumb bitches. Before our snizzes bleed.